Now, notice what she does. Then she fell on her face. This is verse 10, chapter 2 of Ruth. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldst take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Now, when I wrote my book on Ruth, I took the position, although I did not go into it in the book of Ruth at all, or in my writing, but I felt that she was being a coquette. In other words, she was playing it pretty smart here. She was being very coy about the whole business when she said this, that why have I found grace in thine eyes? But very frankly, this was a sincere question on her part. And she had reason to ask it. You see, Naomi had schooled her and prepared her for the very worst. She said, when you go back among my people, none of them can take notice of you. You're a Moabite, and they'll just not pay any attention to you, and you will be an outcast. And it means you'll be a widow. You'll be poor the rest of your life. Well, Ruth had already accepted that. She believed that. And she is amazed that she goes into a field, and for the first time that she's there, the owner of the field, the most acceptable bachelor in Bethlehem, comes out, and he falls in love with her madly at sight, and he begins immediately to want to take care of her and to show an interest in her. And she's overwhelmed by this, and her question is, Why have I found grace in thine eyes? Now, friends, I can answer her question. All I have to do is say, Ruth, you go home and look in the mirror. You'll see why you found grace in his eyes. You're lovely. You're beautiful. And you have a marvelous character. And he's already heard about you. And he knows what a fine person you are. That's the reason you found grace in his eyes. He's fallen in love with you. Now, friend, I can answer Ruth's question, but I can't answer my question. I don't know whether I can answer yours or not. Why have I found grace in his eyes? Now, don't you go and tell me to look in the mirror, because I've already done so. And there's nothing there, friends, that would merit the grace of God. May I say to you that it's when we were ungodly, it's when we were running away from God, when we were in rebellion against God, it was when we were sinners, it was when we were without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. And he did it, why? He didn't find any explanation in us. He loved us. He loved us. He saw our need. He saw how unworthy we were. And so we found grace in his eyes because he loved us. And he gave his son to die. And Christ loved us and died for us on the cross. That's why we found grace in his eyes, my friend. Why have I found grace in thine eyes?